News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 19th, and it is time, the time of the week where we actually just hang out with Bonnie Pintozzi and we start to add to our travel bucket list. Isn't that right, Colleen?
It's completely right, and it's not only the time of the week, but it's the time of the year. You know, as soon as we get a chilly day where it's, you know, the wind is, the rain is blowing sideways, the wind is howling. Yeah, in fact, I got a call from a neighbor today that said, I think your grill cover is in the water in front of my house. Is that possible? You know, things like that start to happen, and you go, I might need to not do this all of the winter. You know, I mean, right now, a lot of us can deal. We can deal with this, but it gives us a little hint of what's to come, and that is undeniable. It's coming. Winter is coming.
Well, rain sideways, Bonnie Pintozzi. You need to get out of there, right?
Oh, you need to get out of there. It's amazing. This is the time of year. It's a time of year that we get a lot of calls and a lot of reservations coming into, but we get a lot of deals that are coming through, and I've said that repeatedly over the weeks, that this is the time of the year when the suppliers look at it and say, okay, here are some things we want to get reservations made in advance for 2017. But by the way, there is a little bit of that 2016 still hanging out there.
So what if you had to pick like a couple of deals, what would you say are some good deals right now?
I would say that the cruise lines are really offering some great deals right now. With, let's say, one of them, they're offering 60% off on the second guest.
Well, that's really
plus
good.
A lot of
60% off,
you know, things like that. I'm looking at when we look at, like, say, Delta Vacations, and they're looking at some, you know, really great discounted air, some free nights, all of those different things. Some of it's for 2016, but some of it's also looking in 2017 to, you know, enhance the booking process right now. I got some red hot deals that I looked at the other day that I was, you know, basically, you know, looking at some of our friends at Trafalgar or Insight Vacations and all those. And they really are putting a great spin on what's happening. But, Crystal, before we came on the air, I said what trended for 2016 as far as the number one international destination was Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that because we've seen so many people going and going in 17. Well, that's trending again for 2017. And it's also followed by river cruising, which we know is popular. And speaking of popular, last week we announced the river cruise with Dave Dennison.
Yes, we did.
Okay, from Mamacall. Well, I can tell you that the amount of calls that we received, the amount of reservations we received was unprecedented. So we appreciate that. And for all of you who maybe, you know, didn't tune in last week or whatever, Dave Dennison is the chef owner of Mamacall here in Traverse City. And we know it's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. But we are going to do a cruise, and Dave is going along, and we're going to have some fun in that one. And it's the, you know, towards the fall of 2017. We've got all that information, but we are on AMA. AMA for 10 years straight, AMA Waterways has been voted the number one river cruise.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
They do know what they're doing. And we also had a lot of people email us and say, oh, I've been on AMA numerous times, or whatever be the case, I'm glad you're doing that one. But if you want that information, if you want to just call us direct, Carlin Blue, who many of you know, which was fun in the studio last week with Carlin in here, and everyone's saying, hey, hi, Carlin, whatever. She's taking care of this personally. This is something that she's doing directly with Dave and so many other people. And so you'll just contact us at Passageways.
Well,
excuse me, Passageways and now the Travel Authority.
Now the
Travel
Authority.
Because I say that because some people say the Travel Authority, yeah. Well, it's formerly Passageways.
Let's talk about some reasons why it would be really fun. I mean, we love river cruising, but why specifically this one with Dave Dennison?
Because it's going to put a personal touch. We're going to take the Northern Michigan clients together to do something, especially with Dave. You know, Dave's going to have the chef table. He's going to work with the chef on board, going out and buying local foods, things like that. And if you've ever, you know, met Dave or heard of Dave, he just brings so much of his personality into this. He's an amazing man. So that's why immediately people are saying, he's in, I'm in, that type of thing. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing a river cruise, we'll give you all those details, give us a call, we'll give you the price. Literally, we are saving like $1,000 on this trip. And I think everyone last week went, what? You know, the pricing, the value, everything is there.
It's an incredible value. Plus, you can design it to be whatever you want it to be.
Right. And you heard Carlin last week talk about the pre and post. I mean, it's a very simple thing to do if you want to go in a little earlier, take different, the pre or post tours. All that can be customized. Here's the cruise. Work around it, whatever you want to do, or if you want to get back from that and take another river cruise. I mean, there's so many ways to do back-to-back traveling up and down the rivers. So we really want to have you call the Travel Authority. Just ask for Carlin Blue. She'll take good care of you. What we're working on is initially getting that deposit down. We want that deposit down by October 25th. That really secures your space. You do not have to worry about the air right now. It's a little early for the air. I can guarantee you, knowing Carlin and knowing what we do at the Travel Authority, she'll get you the best airfare out there. And people are coming from other areas. People who have lived in Traverse City and know friends and everything are calling each other up and saying, hey, we're going to go on this thing. You want to join us?
It's actually really appropriate that you say that, because we had Wendy Nienhaus on our show last week. She was filling in for Colleen. And Colleen, she literally called the Travel Authority while the Travel Authority was here.
Leave it to her.
And said, I need to go on this cruise.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy was smiling and just looking, you know, here's Carlin next to me. Wendy's over there. And Wendy's like round there looking at her and just smiling and saying, oh, I love Carlin. She does take such good care of me. But basically, if you're looking at it, it's Provence and Spain. It's October 26th through November 2nd, 2017. So a great amount of time to prepare for this. All you need is that deposit down. And by October 25th to secure your cabin selection and everything. And then you have all this time to think about it and have fun. And I know Carlin will be communicating out a lot of information with that.
So today we're sort of having a potpourri of travel. And, you know, we started the conversation talking about rain, you know, sideways rain. And obviously we're sort of tongue-in-cheek talking about that here in where we are. But they did just have some sideways rain with Hurricane Matthew. Can we talk about some of the damages that were that actually happened in some of our favorite destinations?
Well, as we all know, Haiti sustained just devastating between, you know, lives and destruction. I had the opportunity to speak with the director of sales. He was in Detroit yesterday, actually, for the Atlantis property on Paradise Island in Nassau. Huge property, very nice property. And I said, you know, what did you sustain? And they did sustain some damage. They are not closed. This is a huge complex there.
It's like basically all of the island, right?
Right. It takes up almost all Paradise Island now. But they have some of the towers, some of the rooms that they're, it's given them an opportunity now that they've had some destruction on them to basically go in and renovate. So we're going to see new rooms. We're going to see a lot of different things. But they are open. The majority is open. Casinos open, which is an important part of this. And he said that they thought that probably by December they'd have most of that completed. Might be a little bit into first quarter of 2017, but obviously they're right on it. They're fixing it. He did say that a lot of the outer islands in the Bahamas, because there's a considerable amount of outer islands, did sustain damage. They don't have the same infrastructure that, let's say, they would have on Paradise Island and Nassau. But they are underway, completing any sort of repairs and everything like that. So we'll make sure that we keep tuned in, and we always will, for any of the areas that were hard hit to make sure that, trips are going. And Delta Vacations is great because they're worldwide, but they have a lot of lift and everything going down in the Caribbean. So they're keeping us, apprised as well.
Well, obviously, they have to be well-equipped for any sort of hazard that comes their way. But I have to ask you, if something did happen while you're traveling, and say you are on a cruise and there's a hurricane headed your way, what is the protocol? What do they do?
They move it around. That's the beauty of the cruise lines. Because the cruise lines will go into a different port. The cruise lines will sail out of that harm's way. They are flexible, and when you sign the disclaimer and everything when you're going on a cruise, it says they have the rights to change ports due to certain circumstances and everything. So we didn't have that situation to deal with as badly. When Hurricane Andrew hit in South Florida years ago,
my goodness, yeah.
That one was really bad. And actually, some of the cruise ships stayed in port because a lot of their employees didn't have homes left after that one.
Oh, wow.
So they just they realign. And if they can't operate, certainly you can get a refund or you can, you know, apply it towards the next cruise or whatever. When you're on an island, that's kind of a little bit different. But I think from a standpoint of when you look at what most of these countries, travel is the number one income level. It's mm-hmm. the number one driver.
Right.
They are going to do everything possible, one, for safety, to make sure that any of the guests, you know, are accommodated in out of harm's way. And they're going to take care of their infrastructures to get them back on board right away.
You know, we never want to think about bad weather during our vacations, but mm-hmm. if something happens, does insurance help when something like this is going on?
Well, glad you asked that, because the once the storm is named, once the hurricane is named, you cannot take out insurance. So that's why when you're making those reservations ahead of time, our travel consultants are saying, you need to take out insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because you're going to a place that may have storms or anything can happen around the world. But I think if you prepare ahead of time, look at the insurance, and that is a vital part of your trip. It's a peace of mind. That's why we all have insurance for various reasons for ourselves. But it's a peace of mind that protects the investment that you're making in travel. And but once a hurricane, once those storms are named, It's a done deal. It's you can't take the insurance out.
Now, Bonnie, at the top of the hour, when we started out the show, we were talking about how Italy is number one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the biggest contributing factor as to why people want to go to Italy?
Well, I'm biased. I'm Italian. But besides that, I think it's the destination. It's the people. It's there's so much variety there in that country. And you can be on the Amalfi Coast, or you can be in a villa in Tuscany. I mean, there's so many ways, and it's a popular destination. The food is incredible. The scenery is incredible. It's just a beautiful, and the people are wonderful. You know, having been there a couple times myself, there's nothing like enjoying a dinner, sitting in a local restaurant with a bunch of people who just love where they live.
Yeah.
Just like us. We love where we live, and we were very, you know, gracious to anyone who comes into our area, you know, as a tourist. So I think Italy has been popular for years. It also has some great programs. You have a lot of the cruise lines, you have tour companies, you have a lot of various vendors who have had their footprint in the country for many, many years. And then you have the Vatican. Then you have all of that that's over there and the history. And it's an amazing destination and one that you come back and go back. Definitely.
You know, it's definitely, I know that it's probably, Colleen, you've never been to Italy yet, have you?
No, but that is near the top of the bucket list.
Yeah.
If not at the top.
Yeah, it really, it's on almost everyone's list when if they're thinking about doing something internationally.
Any time there.
Yeah.
I think I need 3 weeks there.
Well,
3 weeks.
Knowing you, I think you would love, you can go to another country at the same time, too, and do a little bit of a multi as well.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. If you're going to go that far mm-hmm. with that much around you, as far as, you know, you could branch off and take a day trip or a couple of day, you know, a 2 or 3 day side trip, you might as well, as long as you're there, right? I mean, I wouldn't
Absolutely.
Want to go to Tuscany and not go to Rome.
Oh, you want to see, and you want to, believe me, the Amalfi Coast. Oh,
yes.
Beautiful. And you can also rent a villa there. And if you look out on the Amalfi Coast and you see that blue water and you see the villages that you can go in and out and enjoy, you're going to want to go back.
Yes, well, I have photographs like that saved, and it's almost like I can't even believe that exists. That's one reason why it's on my bucket list. The other is that I haven't done a ton of foreign travel, and I've never been to Italy. And there's something that gets me about, let's take Rome, for example, you know, the Colosseum. I don't think that living in this country that we can grasp that things are over 200 and some years old.
Because we're a baby. We're a just baby. A baby
We're
country.
An infant. When I went over there, I was amazed at the history, but amazed at the years.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we don't ever walk past or travel anywhere and see something like that. Over there, it's just, you know, it's almost commonplace to see, you know, housing that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old and coliseums that mm-hmm. were around, you know, venues that were in biblical times. Mm-hmm. That's just, I can't even wrap my head around that.
When you go into the Coliseum and you think about what took place in the Coliseum.
Yeah, right.
It really did, right there.
It's amazing. But, you know, we have our friend Janet from Insight Vacations. And when she comes on, we always have so much fun. But I'm looking at there's an Easy Pace Italy. It's kind of like that 2016-17 type of thing.
They've got some
dates in November available, too, if you still wanted to get away. Of course, they have all their, definitely their 2017. And, you know, I'm looking at some red hot deals and going, this is Insight. My goodness, this is one of the best you can be on.
You know, one of the things I wanted to bring up is that we talk often about when we want to get out of here, get somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But the Travel Authority is actually very good at bringing people here, especially for those of us who are like, okay, I've got all the family and they all have to get here on a certain day. You can get people here, too.
We can, and we do that all the time. Or we can get people here in another state who want to go to there. I mean, we coordinate that effort. And like you said, you know, especially the holidays. I mean, we all know that the holidays are coming up. You know, the gift of travel might be just bringing the family together someplace or here. So we can absolutely do that from a car rental, from a hotel. We're a full-service travel management company. It's not just, somebody said to me, well, you just do cruises or tours. We do it all. We do groups. We do meetings. We do everything.
Business travel, too. Mm-hmm. And we've talked to Kevin Klein from the Cherry Capital Airport. That is becoming increasingly popular in mm-hmm. northern Michigan. People want to live here, but they do business elsewhere, and mm-hmm. they're literally in the sky every weekend.
Well, we've been in Traverse City for 36-plus years, and then mostly known as the Passageways Travel, but now we're the Travel Authority, same people, same place. We have been doing corporate travel for years.
You know, when you say the Travel Authority, I always picture you like with a badge. Like, I'm here. I'm the authority.
No, the authority to take good care of you. How's that sound?
There you go.
Because
I like that.
We've got your back. That's what we always talk about.
Well, and you know what authorities do, too, is if you don't have the answer, you'll find it.
That would be true.
Yeah.
That would absolutely be true. And we have such a vast network out there all around the country with multiple offices as well. But we also have those vendor relationships, those supplier relationships. I see that so much when I'm doing interviews with them. And we've, you know, as an outdoor company, we have a vast array of special offers. We're also an American Express rep office, okay? And with that said, we have the American Express deals that are out there. Do you know you can pay with points? If you have points, you can come into our office and pay for a trip with points.
Wow.
Because we're a rep network office. You know, that foreign currency, all the things that go with it. You know, and we don't talk enough about the identity theft that we've, you know, program that we have, that insurance policy that just takes such good care of you when you're traveling and when you're at home as well.
That is scary. I mean, when we think about the way that we do all of our business, most of our business really mm-hmm. is online.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that the Travel Authority specializes in with identity theft protection, because that is something that I think about every day.
Well, I remember when we interviewed many, many months ago, Paige, who was the president and of that company, and she talked about how it hit her herself when she was traveling in Europe, and how you can be standing next to somebody who has a device that can read your boarding pass. You know how much information is on your boarding pass? And by the way, don't just leave them in the back of the seat pocket in front of you. Please don't do things like that. But there's all different ways to protect yourself. And we've got that great program that we can offer. But it's a matter of looking at it and sitting with our clients and saying, okay, what do you want out of your vacation? Where do you want to go? I mean, I could sit with Colleen probably for 3 weeks and figure that out after a while. But
3 weeks.
Where's the dream? Where's the reality? But also, where's your business travel going? I mean, this can. I mean, if I'm a business traveler, I'm on the road all the time. Think about your opportunity to have some sort of identity theft too. You're using Wi-Fi someplace, you know. You're doing something differently, and you don't know until something happens. This way, we let people know ahead of time. These are the things that could happen while you're traveling or while you're home.
You know, before we have to wrap things up, I want to ask, we've talked a lot about river cruising, and last week we talked to Carlin Blue, as we pointed out in the beginning of the show, about that incredible opportunity with
Dave Dennison
from Amicall. Are there still spots available for that? Because that is filling up pretty quickly.
Yes, there are. I asked Carlin this morning. She came downstairs, and I said, okay, I'm going to TCM. And she said, yeah. She said, but I'm getting calls constantly, and she's been reaching out. So, yes, we want to fill the first initial block that we have. And if we can, we'll try to get additional cabins. But it really is... The amount of calls, the amount of people that are making reservations are definitely there. And to travel with Dave would be wonderful.
I think it really would be. And this is your opportunity to do it. You can still save some money. All you need to do is give a call to the Travel Authority, talk to Carlin Blue. Mm-hmm. And what's the best way to reach the Travel Authority from wherever you might be in the country?
You can go right on to our website, thetravelauthority.com. You'll see all the different phone numbers. You'll see where our locations are as well. But we're right here in Traverse City, have been here forever. So all you have to do is give us a call here at downtown Cass Street, and we'll take good care of you.
And you could have your very own river of dreams if you would like to with the Travel Authority. You can get anywhere you want to go, and you can bring people home for the holidays. Give them a call. Go online, thetravelauthority.com. Bonnie, thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate it, and the opportunities are endless.